Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radiating out on the AM and FM dial from Kansas City to Austin, Texas, to Providence, Rhode Island, to Los Angeles, California. Simulcasting on global shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 Central at 94.75 WWCR, global shortwave at night, 9 to midnight, 3210. And with one of the biggest internet audiences in the world at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you for joining us. We've only got him for 30 minutes. There's a lot to cover. He's Jim Tucker. He really broke the news about Bilderberg Group 25-plus years ago. He's infiltrated. He's broken major news stories years before they emerged because of his inside spies in Bilderberg Group. He's a big-time newspaper man going back 40-something years working for major East Coast papers. Joining us is Big Jim Tucker with the latest inside intel of the upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting that he'll be going to coming up next month. Jim, good to have you on.
It's a pleasure as usual.
Jim, in a nutshell, what is Bilderberg Group? Tell us about your infiltration of it, and then what you're getting is on the inside agenda this time.
Well, historically, the Bilderberg is a secret organization of international financiers, political leaders. It includes heads of state from Europe, international financiers, and from North America, bankers of the Rockefellers and Rothschilds families, and high officials of our Defense Department, State Department, Treasury Department, and always somebody from the White House. And occasionally a few senators or occasionally a congressman will attend, and they all take vows of secrecy. Also attending normally would be representatives of Washington Post, the publisher Donald Graham, and associate editor named Jenny Lee Hoagland.
All right. Now, in a nutshell, tell us about your past infiltrations. I mean, nobody knew about Bilderberg 20-something years ago when you first started reporting on it, and then I want to come back and get into what you're hearing. Your information is always incredibly accurate. What you're hearing is on the agenda for next month.
Well, we're still trying to chase it down, but we've gotten some early information that they will again push for higher taxes in the United States. That's been one of their historic goals. That in the Brother Group of the Trilateral Commission, they pressured President Bush, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the older President Bush, the number 41, to break his pledge to not raise taxes, his Read My Lips, No New Taxes pledge, which helped cost him the election.
So we're dealing with kind of the OECD saying the U.S. is a tax haven, raise the global tax threshold.
Yes, of course, a UN direct UN tax is always high on their agenda because their ultimate goal is, some have said explicitly, eyeball to eyeball, is for the United Nations to evolve into a world government, which it largely is now with its own UN army, its standing army called NATO. And they see a direct UN tax is another establishment of UN sovereignty over what sovereign nations. They propose a tax, a tiny tax at the barrel head on oil, which means that you'd pay a, I know gas taxes are supposed to be high now, but you'd pay a fraction of a cent probably at the pump on gasoline, but it's to the UN. But it would establish the precedent of a UN placing a direct tax on American citizens and any citizen throughout the world who drives a car. And they also have proposed a tax on international financial transactions if you ship money to Mexico.
The Tobin tax.
Pardon?
The Tobin tax.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be trying to infiltrate this year. I want to go back over some of your past infiltrations and in major news that you've broken here from what you get inside Bilderberg, like the year of the Iraq attack. Wasn't to be 2002, as you said. It was to be 2003.
Yes.
And I want to talk about where it's being held this year and some of the things that you can tell us without giving away your full game plan of how you get the inside info. Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net's the website. Amazing reporting. We have some of his articles posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now as well. Jim, three-minute break. We'll be right back to you, my friend. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a story out of American Free Press. Bilderberg Group planning to put the squeeze on U.S. taxpayers. The internationalist Bilderberg Group has called for higher U.S. taxes in the past, but this year America's guilt will be the theme behind the locked and guarded gates of the plush resort in Italy, June 3rd through June 6th. Now understand, just 5 years ago, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist in the news. We were all called crazy conspiracy theorists. Jim Tucker was the first to ever even report on this 20-plus years ago. Now it's all over the news, but the military guards it, and you can't get near it, and our public servants go in, and when somebody's about to be president, little-known governors show up there. Jim, for those that just joined us, your infiltration over the years, the news you've broken year after year, and we're going to have you on right when you get back with the inside info you get, always turns out to be so incredibly powerful. You said in 2002 that the news was saying we're going into Iraq, you know, in March of this year. You said, no, we have it from our spies inside. It is going to be in March or February of 2003, and indeed that happened. Time and time again, you're able to do that because these really are the power players, and you have tactics. And it's been on national TV. You're getting chased by guys in black cars and sunglasses and, you know, all this stuff happening. I mean, you really are getting the job done, Jim. So go over some of your past coup d'etats with info, you know, mask stories, and then the info you're getting pre-Bilderberg this year and what we're going to see over there.
Really interesting are illustrated in the case of the all the establishment mainstream newspapers saying that we go to war in this summer of 2001, our fault at the latest. Now, Jimmy Lee Hoagland was there at the Bilderberg meeting, and he heard our Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld trying to pacify the European Bilderbergs, who are very much opposed to the invasion of Iraq, by saying, we definitely will not go to war this year. Instead of coming back and telling his own staff, cool us about going to war this summer, late fall, it's not going to happen until next year, he was so faithful in his vow of silence that he let his own newspaper continue to make the mistake when he'd heard it from the Secretary's mouth. But actually, that was minor compared to some of the other ones. Because of the covering Bilderberg, we were able to do an advanced story on the end of the Cold War, the downfall of Maggie Thatcher, and several other items that escaped me at the moment, but were timely at the time. Now, this year, they're going to pour guilt upon Americans in order to increase taxes and increase foreign aid. One of the documents that will be passed around is a report by the Center for Global Development, a report entitled Commitment to Development Index. It, as I've written a week ago, it measures how good 21 rich nations are to the poor backward countries. Of the 21, the United States was ranked 19th in foreign aid because they say we do not give a significant amount of our gross national product to the poor countries.
And the Center for Global Development is staffed by former bankers and globalists and receives much of its funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, Citigroup, and the World Bank and the UN.
Yes. So that will be one of the items. We'll be learning more as I get there and develop sources on the ground.
You're about to leave, aren't you?
I'll be leaving on Sunday the 30th and be there on Monday. Well, I'm confused over just exact dates, but I'll be there on the last Monday, arrive on the last Monday of May, and they'll begin to go to work on the following Wednesday. So I can develop some sources there. We also get a great deal of help from the European press, which is not as inhibited as the American press, and from local readers who will alert the local media. They've had a blizzard of publicity from major newspapers in recent years.
Now, there was no publicity till the late 90s. You were literally the only reporter reporting on Bilderberg Group.
Yes, and the European press got interested when our own readers, we don't have a lot in Europe, obviously, but they tend to subscribe by committee. One guy costs so much to fly the paper overseas, the rates are so high that one person will subscribe and share it with 20 others, and they'll get together, they'll meet with me, they'll know friends in town, they'll know people who perhaps work inside the Target Hotel. And then the major newspapers themselves from London and Paris will, in recent years, there's too little budget to cover Bilderberg every third year or so when they're meeting in North America. But they tend to flock to them in the European meetings. And when major newspapers from London and Paris and other cities call up the Bilderberg Hotel and say, we know you're there. We know a large number of people who are there. Now, you can give us your list of participants and your agenda, or we can have a big story about why you will not give us your list of participants. Then they cough it up, then they give me copies of it, and we all collaborate together.
Now, again, when you go to a Bilderberg group meeting, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking Lord Rothschild, we're talking Queen Beatrix, we're talking the royalty of the globe, the Rockefellers, and again, you've had your spies inside, you've snuck in yourself. Now, this thing is held kind of, I guess, like a king's court where the bosses are there. It's like a mafia meeting, and then their minions are given the direction, and they debate how to carry forward the New World Order?
Yes. Well, they are hardworking kids. They'll have their be meeting over breakfast at 8 in the morning, and they'll be hard at work all day. Well, the procedure normally goes like this. In fact, inevitably goes like this. At high noon Wednesday, everybody at the major resort hotel will have checked out. They've been told for months that they're all booked up for those 3 days for a private meeting. They will all be flushed out. The armed guards will be established. The hotel personnel who are qualified to work, and quite often that means not somebody who's just hired last year, but a long-term employee.
And generally the military's called out as well.
In some countries they deploy the military. In other countries it's only uniformed police, but a lot of them. And then Bilderberg has its own private security. Normally they will wear the same kind of sport jacket or something. And the place is literally sealed off. and no commoners allowed inside. Nobody goes in inside or outside the gates for 3 days except trucks bringing food and beverage and routine stuff like that, but they're all checked by a guard. The hotel staff will wear a badge with a photo of the one color. Bilderberg staff entourage will wear a badge with their faces on it with of another color, and the Bilderberg participants themselves will fill another cover. And the staff will be told not to look a Bilderberg participant in the eye and only speak to him if spoken to. You're in the presence of royalty. And under those circumstances, they'll be doing business for 3 days. They preferred years ago to say that they don't exist. Now, to some extent, they have to acknowledge, yes, we do exist, but we're just innocent kids having a conversation, which is a lie.
Now, Jim, I want to get into more of this year and where it's being held in Italy, but describe to us how you have actually physically snuck in to these.
Well, in one case, the guys, the gardeners in their little chump suits, met with some of them off-premises, and they thought it was a lot of fun. They gave me a little orange jumpsuit, and I carried a rake, and I worked on the ground crew. That didn't mean my ears were stopped up or that I was blind. Other times, one time I got over a fence and sort of mingled wearing my Bilderberg suit. Probably needed dry cleaning, but it was a dark suit like they all wear. Well, not all of them, but most of them. They dress like bankers.
Also, you found, Jim, that at first the hotel staff won't help you, but after the Bilderbergs are so mean to them, then they're all ready to talk.
Well, there's always a few who'll help. Most of them stay intimidated, but on the first day, just gently inquire like a tourist, my goodness, something must be big happening around here because I was told I have to check out by Wednesday, or I was told I couldn't check in. Oh, yes, they're mysterious. And then we sort of warm things up as...
Now, you've even stayed in the hotel till they come and everything's bugged and...
Oh, yeah, that was in Atlanta. Well, when I can, I'll actually stay in their hotel and be one of those ejected at noon on Wednesdays. This time, though, it cost me company so much money to stay in their snob place that I'm staying in a cheaper place down the road. But I'll be there every day in the same way. One time I went through a drain pipe. There's various ways of doing it.
And you wrote for major newspapers before you went to the spotlight at American Free Press. I mean, you're the real deal with the straw hat, the whole nine yards. And how long have you been in the newspaper business?
Let's see, only 51 years now.
51, okay.
I'm only a kid of 69.
Well, people are stunned that I snuck into Bohemian Grove, but a lot of times it just takes calm bravado to do it.
Sometimes if you look like it. Although even, except the ones who police can instantly recognize, like a Kissinger or a Rockefeller. In fact, Greenspan may very likely have to show his badge when he first enters to make sure he's for real.
So what else have you gotten is on the agenda? Not just the global attacks, but now we know the globalists are behind the terror attacks, but I wonder what else is going to be on the agenda.
That's what I'm still working on, finding out. No more, obviously, after I get there.
Now, where is this located? Where is this Stresa, Italy, located?
It's 30 miles from Milan. It's a town of slightly under 5,000 people, but with four-star hotels and one five-star hotel, which is, of course, the Bilderberg Resort.
Will the Italian president be there?
Probably, because normally the head of host state does attend at least for one evening to greet everybody and tell them how wonderful they are. The only exception to that so far has been in the United States, because the president of the United States simply cannot take off a whole evening unaccounted for. Hillary Clinton, his first lady, attended the Bilderberg meeting near Atlanta several years ago. That's closest a president's ever come, because in Bilderberg, Clinton was a member of the Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg as governor of Arkansas.
Well, tell you what, stay there, Jim. We got a break. We'll come back and get more into the agenda, and we'll be getting the scoop when he gets back from Italy as well. skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A plethora of vital news coming up in the next segment and more of your calls at 800-259-9231. We'll have Mr. Tucker on for a full hour when he gets back from the Bilderberg Group meeting in Italy. I guess in a few weeks we'll be able to have him on. Jim, when are you planning to get back?
Let's see, I'll be back, I think, on the 7th of June. Then I'll have to run hard for a few days, run in place hard for a few days so I'll get back to Washington. But the following week we can set something up.
Yeah, let's do that on the 10th or 12th or something.
Good.
I want to get you on first because you're just, I mean, I don't just kiss up to my guests. You just continually bring us such vital intelligence and you've really changed the face of the political spectrum. One of the only other places I saw Bilderberg reported on decades ago was Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor, in his own book, Men in Powers. Talked about he was a trilateralist, Bilderberg, CFR, we run the world, we're in the New World Order. He also talked about how much he loved occult rituals at Bohemian Grove. I know, I'm sure you've seen that book, right?
No, I haven't. I really haven't.
It's Men in Power, a political retrospective. A lot of the people that go to the Bilderberg group, it seems, also go to the Bohemian Grove. Do you have any tie-in there for us?
No, I can't make any direct link. My solid links are with the Trilateral Commission, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations, which functions as their propaganda ministry. We'll see white papers come out, CFR, advocating Bilderberg positions within the year following a meeting. For the record, it was Westbrook Taylor who first wrote about Bilderberg in 1957. He did not know they called themselves Bilderberg, but he wrote two columns. He's widely syndicated those years, pointing out he had seen these strange characters going this place off Jekyll Island or some such island off Georgia about where they set up the new monetary system and the income tax in 1913. And he was first to break ground on Bilderberg, even though he didn't know the term. They used the term Bilderberg. So he's a remarkable journalist.
Up until about 5-6 years ago, though, they still denied it even existed on the news. And that was a conspiracy word.
Yes, it's part of the slack-jawed, beady-eyed right-wingers' fantasies.
But now, since we're exposing Bush and others, we're left-wingers, well, we never changed. What other intel are you getting that they're going to be discussing at this important meeting?
Another perennial is pressuring the United States to sign off on the god-awful Kyoto Treaty, in which we'd surrender an immense amount of sovereignty over to a UN agency that would tell us how dirty we can make there and whatever. And what's impossible for Americans to accept is the fact that while we'd bear great burdens, we'd have economists tell us over and over that if we signed off and on the Kyoto Treaty, it would be an inflation generator like you've never seen before, because we'd come under all of these regulations about clean air and so forth, while 60% of the countries on Earth, including Mexico, and would not be required to do a thing. They can sign, don't have to do anything.
Well, so, certainly it's on the globalist agenda to get rid of the American middle class. What do you have for us on that?
Yes, well, they dream of a world without borders. We have to be culturally neutered. Americans are supposed to have no cultural identity in the future. That's why they're so keen on having illegal aliens flood into the United States. They gripe about our restrictions. They cite Canada as being wonderful because Canada is a much kinder country to the United States because we have such harsh immigration policies, their words. But good Lord, we're not even enforcing the laws, the very modest laws we have now.
We have at least 20 million of these illegals. The media says 14 million, but it's well over 20 million. Yeah, I mean, there's no law being enforced. It's wide open. But that's not good enough, huh?
We have to have a world without borders and celebrate our cultural diversity, which
basically means a giant mass of slaves with a tiny elite aristocracy running things.
Yes. Now, David Rockefeller's not going to own one less house or one less jet or one less creature comfort. But the design is to bring our standards of living down to third world levels standards of living instead of lifting third world standards.
Well, they're doing a great job getting that done. Also, globally, we see police state measures. I know they promote the police state at Bilderberg as well.
Oh, yes. Again, they envision the world divided into three great units. The NAFTA is to evolve into the American Union, just like the European Union. And then there's to be an Asia-Pacific Union. And that came right out of, directly out of the mouth of Kenneth Clark, a longtime Bilderberg luminary who attends all their meetings and is a member of parliament from the so-called Conservative Party.
That's right, and then they'll merge all three groups because of currency problems. Jim Tucker, we'll talk to you when you get back. Godspeed, my friend.
Very good. I'll be glad to talk to you.
Thank you. We'll be back with your calls and a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, a natural antibiotic breakthrough called Super Silver Solution. Developed and tested by scientists, doctors, major universities, and laboratories, making this the only patented silver product in the world that combines oxygen and silver. Super Silver Solution has been clinically proven to be at least 200 to 300% more effective in killing bacteria than any other colloidal silver on the market. Super Silver is not like any colloidal silver. It's next generation with a 100% money-back guarantee. Super Silver is the only silver product scientifically proven to kill bacteria like the drug-resistant staph, hepatitis B, eye, ear, sinus, and upper respiratory infections. Doctor recommended Super Silver is strong enough to kill anthrax, yet totally safe for everyday use by babies, children, adults, and even your pets. Call 1-800-974-1879 for a full info pack, including a 60-minute audio tape. That number again is 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tim Tucker put out a new Bilderberg Group article today, and it's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Let me go over some news, and we'll go to Kenny and Mike and Bob and others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us. I'll give each caller about a minute, and we'll probably take 20 calls here if we keep the phones loaded up. 1-800-259-9231. We're just going to bam, bam, bam through your calls coming up here in a few minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Bilderberg, it's long and secret history. The roots of Bilderberg go back centuries when international monarchs and money changers would secretly manipulate the economy to enrich themselves and enslave ordinary people. The Rothschilds of Britain and Europe have met secretly with other financiers for centuries, as did the Rockefellers of America. In the beginning, the Rothschilds were red shields because of the ornament on the door of the Rockefellers of Germany were rye fields because of their crops. One of the most significant such meetings took place in the spring of 1908, led by Senator Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller's given name. It was held on Jekyll Island off the Georgia coast. The late B.C. Forbes, editor of Forbes magazine, reported that what transpired at this meeting of the world's wealthy, with Aldrich, where Henry Davidson of J.P. Morgan & Co., Frank Vanderlip, president of the National City Bank, Paul Warburg of Kuhn Loeb & Co., and A. Patty Andrew, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. They emerged from the secret meeting with a plan for a scientific currency system for the United States. That's a quote. They had the power to pressure Congress into establishing the Federal Reserve Board, a private group of bankers who met to shape the money supply. But in 1954, the international financiers decided that the world had become so small and their interest intersected so often that they must have regular annual meetings. That year, they met at a Bilderberg hotel in Holland and took the name Bilderberg for themselves. They have met behind sealed-off walls and armed guards at plush resorts ever since. Secretary of States, presidents, prime ministers, royalty, they all go. And it continues, secretly prevailing briefly until the late journalist Westbrook Peglet exposed Bilderberg in 1957. However, Chatham House rules have remained in effect, whereby meetings are held privately and attendees are prohibited from talking on the record about what transpired. They have to sign non-disclosure agreements. And it says, Pegler devoted two of his nationally syndicated columns to Bilderberg in April 57, although he did not know the group's name. Something very mysterious is going on when a strange assortment of 67 self-qualified polyglot designers and arbiters of the economic and political fate of our Western world go into a secret huddle on an island off Brunswick, Georgia, and not a word gets into the popular press beyond a little routine AP story he wrote. And it says, Pegler reported that Ralph McGill, the late editor of the Atlanta Constitution, and Arthur Haynes Seusbergert, publisher of the New York Times, had attended on their promise of secrecy. Since the publisher and associate editor of the Washington Post, Donald Graham and Jimmy Lee Hoagland, respectively, have had regular participants, all network news channels have attended these meetings, all promise to abide by the rule of secrecy. Bilderberg, which typically meets at a luxury resort near a small town, this year's meeting is in a small town in Italy of fewer than 5,000 population, provides a short press release to the local paper, preferably a weekly. It is designed to reassure natives, and armed guards arrive. Motorcycles and motorcades roar by. Yachts dock and helicopters land, delivering unidentified people behind closed-off walls. The press release is the same each year. Only the site and dates are updated. It says individuals will meet privately to do nothing for 3 days. Otherwise, they try to impose a complete blackout. The blackout is virtually complete in the United States, where giant newspapers and broadcast outlets say they do not want the world, do not know what the word Bilderberg to appear. The pressures on Associated Press is obvious. They are the biggest customers, paying far more than a small circulation local paper. Small city papers depend on AP for all out-of-town news, even for their state legislative coverage. They run hard to stay ahead of the city council and high school football team. Unless informed directly, they have no knowledge that Bilderberg exists. While Bilderberg denies its meetings are significant, the record proves otherwise. The now-defunct Spotlight wrote advanced stories on the end of the Cold War, the downfall of Margaret Thatcher as Prime Minister of Britain, and of President George W. Bush the Elder's breaking of his pledge to raise taxes based on what transpired among Bilderberg Group. More recently, while the mainstream media in 2002 was asserting that the invasion of Iraq would come by late summer or early fall, American Free Press reported that there were no such aggression until 2003. The war began in March 2003. Learning what transpires at Bilderberg can provide a glimpse of what the future holds. That's why our interviews with Mr. Tucker are so important. Now, he's going to be an old man, smoked a couple packs of cigs a day. He's a good guy, and luckily a lot of good people are following in his stead, and now there are dozens of reporters there trying to sneak in, being grabbed, arrested, detained, you name it. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Kenny in Missouri. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, I graduated from high school in about 1981. I was just watching your police state too, talking about the Mena Airport and activity going on there. And I
yes, the narcotics trafficking.
Right,
yes.
And then I heard the other day talking about how the heroin and opium brought in from Afghanistan has actually doubled since we went in there.
No, it hasn't doubled. It's gone from a few thousand tons to tens of thousands of tons. It's in the thousands of percentile increases.
Well, back in the early 80s, I was at a party, and I used to be quite a little partier. You know, I was 19, 20 years old. I went to a house, and this guy breaks out this brick of hashish. Okay, in the middle of this brick of hashish is a stamp or an impression, like a pressed-in stamp type thing. In the middle of it depicted an arm holding up an AK-47 with a slogan going around it saying, "Support your Afghan rebels," which, I mean, that was proof positive right there that the CIA has used illegal drug trafficking.
Well, I mean, they've been caught. It's been in the CIA's own Inspector General's report. I mean, it's just public knowledge. The police bust convoys of trucks and airplanes full of drugs, and the guys flash CIA badges. The cops go ahead and arrest them. Then FBI swoops down with MP5s, pointing them at cops, saying, "Back off."
Yeah. It just, I mean, it was shocking to me that they're, you know, they do that, and then, you know, and of course, then back then, my thought was they're going to bring it into the country and then arrest me for having it, you know.
And then put you in a prison that they own that's private, and you're going to work for 20 cents an hour. Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, and a guy that murders someone is going to do, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years, and me that has
the average drug that
they brought in is going to do 40 years.
That's it. The average prison for murder is 4.5 years. Thanks for the call. Yeah, that's but they want the murderers back on the street to commit more murders. Then we get more cops, more police state, and this whole thing's owned by the people bringing in the drugs. Good points, Kenny. Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I want to tell you, I'm in the Chicago area here, and today's Chicago Sun-Times, I want to send you the article. It's talking about Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert's got an article in here about Cannes Film Festival, about this movie, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah, the 20-minute standing ovation.
Right. It's unbelievable, Alex, but this article in here is fantastic. Should I just send it to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, sure.
And I want to ask you your opinion about this movie and what you feel about it.
Well, I mean, you heard the caller earlier. His book says the UN should take America over. America's bad. I said 9/11 was meant to come out in Europe. Then that empowers the UN as the good guy when it's all owned by the same people. So Moore brings out maybe 1% of the info we do, and it's so shocking it gets 20-minute standing ovations.
Right. Well, Alex, I agree with you over him, obviously, but the point is what I'm saying is...
What does Ebert say in the review?
He just... Ebert gave it a good review, and actually in the article it says that Iraqi invasion at the time when Bush proposed a military cut in salaries and benefits, and that's, you know, when we invaded...
It goes over all the incredible hypocrisy.
Absolutely. You know, it talks about the World Trade, it talks about Bush... when he was with a group of preschoolers watching that movie, you know, when the actual buildings were being...
And now it's admitted, Times of London, that he knew when he was in the limousine. Thanks for the call. Good. Send it to me. tips@infowars.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Thank you, Mike. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I have a similar story about what he said real quick about the last year in Beechwood, Ohio. Local police were tipped off to a couple of guys acting strangely in a hotel room. They call the local police. They bust these guys with, get this, $6 million worth of cocaine. And then the next day, the local authorities didn't arrest them correctly. A big-time judge let them go. They turned the coke over to the FBI, and we haven't even heard about those guys going to trial.
A few years ago, they caught a truck coming across, the Border Patrol did, with 3 tons of cocaine. And the FBI swooped in and said, "We're releasing the driver, we're taking the truck, get out of here." And so, I mean, it's most of the drugs are brought in by the government. They go after their competition. The guys getting busted at the high level of their competition that are bringing down prices. And then the people they bust on the street are meant for the private prisons.
Right. Sure. Well, if I could have maybe 30 more seconds to gloss over a letter I'm going to send to you that you could maybe put as a form letter on your thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's what I'm going to do. With your station's anchors and reporters have not done enough to investigate the official story of the events of September 11. They have all been faithful puppets parodying the official story without any independent investigation whatsoever. With this in mind, sir, I hereby challenge you and your stations, anchors, reporters, and producers, to a televised debate on the fraud that is the official story of the events of 9/11. And I finish up with, if I do not receive a response from you within 30 days, I will consider that an act of default, an admission that you and your station cannot defend the official.
Well, what they'll
story.
Do is they'll have a stage debate. Thanks for the call. We'll have somebody drunk going, the green aliens did it, they did it. And they'll go, that's ridiculous. See, we had a debate. Let's talk to Steve in California. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling in reference to that the whole thing on C-SPAN this morning.
Yeah, where people stand up and talk about the government and 9/11, and they cut the feed.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to say something. One of the guys was getting arrested, and as he's getting arrested, this is the last seconds of what was cut out. He starts saying, arrest the whistleblowers, this and that. And then he starts saying, Al-Qaeda was funded by the U.S. government 3 times, and then he gets basically everybody in the crowd starts clapping as he's getting arrested. I don't know if they're clapping because he's getting arrested or because of what he said, but I thought I'd just call and mention that.
Amazing. I've got to get that video, folks. Please tape it. It won't be on the news for long. Please get me the original C-SPAN. Please, please, please. Thank you so much. I know you're out there listening. We need it. Clinton, Missouri. Clint, go ahead. Clint, you're on the air, sir. Okay, he's gone. Let me hit a few of these news articles, and we'll go back to your calls. And again, have your questions or comments ready. There is just so much news here. I mean, just recapping some of the top news. FBI agent 2004 will be remembered as the summer of terror. They have this Homeland Security general before Congress saying we will be hit. U.S. News and World Report, we will be hit. Devastation, destruction, give up all your rights. Folks, if we don't get the word out to everybody of who carried out 9/11, if we don't force this out into the open, if we don't do what these good people did up in D.C. this morning, it is over for this country. They're going to carry out even bigger events. They've already primed us to give up all our freedoms after the next attack. Do not procrastinate. Do not wait. Do not, pass go, folks. Just get in there. Get my videos. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Part 2, The Masters of Terror. Make 20, 30, 40, 100 copies. Buy another VCR. Buy blank tapes. Make a copy every night. If somebody a copy every day. Air them on Access TV in your area. Take action. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Matrix of Evil. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get my videos. Make copies. Also carry other people's videos. The new Jews of Preservation of Firearms video, which you can't make copies of because it's not my video. But it's incredible, 180 million people killed by gun control fanatics in the last century. Need to get sheltering in place. Comes with three free pamphlets that'll also wake folks up on gun control and what it's really all about. We're carrying Eric Huffman videos on VHS and DVD. We're carrying all this stuff. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Go ahead and grab a pen and paper. I mean, take Police State 3 Total Enslavement, the greatest evil that mankind has ever faced, is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslavery man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist, learn the master plan for the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. This film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security dictatorship, Patriot Acts 1 and 2, Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much, much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. Again, call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Do it now. Yeah, I've got a Reuters report here where they arrested and beat up and sexually abused Reuters reporters in Iraq. I mean, Rapists are bad people, folks, but no, now it's good. I've got Al-Zawahiri group says it killed Iraqi official in the bombing. But Al-Zawahiri died 3 months ago, according to the Pentagon's own report. Same guy supposedly cutting Berg's head off, with all the anomalies on that still pouring out. It's just incredible. Shalibi says that Iraq wants full control of oil reserves. That way the Iraqis buy it and think that they do have full control, when, yeah, the person that has full control is under full control of the globalist. I got that here. Walmart smart tags test goes well. This out of AP. Walmart stores said a pilot program to introduce radio frequency identification tags to replace barcodes to its stores and distribution network has begun without a major hitch. So they just say it's great, and they're going to force all their manufacturers to affix this to things to track and trace everything we do. We'll come back, take a few final calls, and hit some final news articles. Stay with us. You should have a burning desire to know the truth, a burning desire to be informed. This is what it's all about. Standing up, defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final segment. Thanks for staying the course with us. Scott in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Alex, just a quick couple points. First, I was curious if you had caught, it would have been two Fridays ago, Maria Shriver on Larry King in the last 3 minutes of the show. She was making a comment, and this only punctuates what you're talking about with the socialism that's coming in this country and that's basically already here. And she had talked about how everyone can be useful in today's society. And Larry's like, well, how's that? Who's everybody? And she says, even a five-year-old child can help. And Larry's like, hey, what do you mean a five-year-old? How's that? And she says, well, even a five-year-old child can pick up trash on the side of the road. And I'm saying to myself, you've got to be out of your mind. What were you doing as a five-year-old?
And well, like that's the new national service. And that's what these sickos
exactly.
always push. And no, I didn't see that. But, I mean, this new draft, we're going to be their slaves. These are they're slave masters. Folks, you like football games and, you know, parties and cookouts, and these people like controlling people.
And Carrie's daughter is a film producer. She's over at the Cannes Festival, Alex, hanging out with her cousin, who's French, and who was a prominent member of the Greens Party. This is just amazing. And I want to quick read to you. This is from a Masonic book, copyright 1924. Washington, President Washington, according to Lafayette, it is said, never willingly gave independent command to officers who were not Freemasons.
By the way, it's Skull and Bones. They have a huge skull billboard up in the trees, and it says Lafayette. That's the French pirate.
Nearly all the members of his official family, as well as most of the officers who shared his inmost confidence, were his brethren of the Mystic Tie.
But before his death, he came out and said it had been taken over by the Illuminati.
Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I realize the two branches. But just those two bullet points, Alex. Appreciate the time. Excellent work. I'm a member of the I got the broadband service. I got videos. We're trying to wake people up here in Hawaii because we're a little bit vulnerable here, seeing as though we can be cut off.
Well, so. Pirate Micro FM would certainly do something. Don't do that, though.
Right.
Hey, good to hear from you, my friend. Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Fine. We're almost out of time.
Okay, I'm going to make this short. I've really been giving this some serious thought. These guys are already announcing that they're going to, and Fox News today, it's either going to be a chemical or a biological.
The terrorists
attack.
Will attack us. Give up all your rights. Give it up to us, the terrorists.
What I want to know is, you know, just because we know that this is happening, it's not going to stop these guys. They are going to go ahead and do this, whether we like it or not. They've got the power, and I don't really know what the
sir, they won't carry out terror unless we grovel to them and say, yes, we want to be your slaves. They tell us the terror is coming. They tell us, give your rights up when it comes, and you'll be safe. Put the handcuffs on. Get in the yellow Volkswagen. I'm Ted Bundy. I'm here to help you. We got to go, no, it's Ted Bundy. No, they're evil. They're the bad guys. Look at who stands to gain. Look at the circumstantial and material evidence. Look who's behind the terror.
I still say they're going to run over the top of you like a bull.
Just give up, then.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, thanks for the call. Look, if we weren't here fighting this, if we weren't here in the New World Order's face, things would be a lot worse right now. Black people still be slaves, okay? Okay, we have a huge minority, tens of millions of people in America, hundreds of millions globally that know exactly what's going on, inform somebody every day, keep moving forward. Resistance is not futile. People inside government don't go along with this. No, they would have already carried out more terror attacks domestically. They already planned to, but we exposed them. They're on the run. They can't even have their whitewash commission without it being shut down. What is this, like the fifth time this has happened? People jumping up and going, you had the plane stand down. Building 7 collapsed. It was blown up. You know, the CIA created Al-Qaeda. Oh, man, drug away. They're getting shut down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Stop going along with it. All right, I'm out of time. Thanks for all the calls. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Again, go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for the weekly video reports, the audio reports, and all of it. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's God bless you. Get out there and fight the New World Order. You don't have a choice. You got lots of power.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.